finance and investors remain worried that Spain won't be able to avoid a full bailout. The Spanish government has borrowed $3.5 billion on financial markets. It's been forced to pay 3.7%. That's the second highest rate for a short-term loan in the euro's history. Spain's increasingly desperate struggle to get its finances in order have seen its borrowing costs soar to unsustainable levels. Its long-term rate has climbed above 7.5%.
Apple's quarterly earnings have come in lower than Wall Street was expecting. Third quarter revenue rose to $35 billion. Apple sold 26 million iPhones, but that was about 3 million less than forecast. Analysts believe buyers are waiting for the iPhone 5, which is coming out in spring.
To the markets, the Dow Jones has lost 104 points overnight. The Nasdaq fell 27. The S&P 500 is down 12 points. And across in London, the FTSE dropped 35. To the commodity markets, West Texas crude is trading at $88.25 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $106.57 a barrel. And gold this morning's at $1,580 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 102 US cents, 85 euro cents and 66 pence sterling.